T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your chance to win, 9 o'clock hour prize, pair of tickets to the International Champions Cup. FC Bayern against AC Milan at Children's Mercy Park.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Bayern. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can win a pair just for listening, and Ryan makes it very easy.
Oh, that's what's up. I do like to keep it simple on you. All you have to do is a little two-parter. Listen and dial. Listen for this. Next time you hear Therese let out a hearty giggle, give me a ring. 913-576-7610. Caller number
7.
Caller number 7 is going to walk away with a pair of tickets to the International Champions Cup.
Royals making the trade yesterday. Martin Maldonado of the Cubs for Mike Montgomery. The left-hander will actually start on Friday. He had been relieving with the Cubs, wanted to get back as a starter. They're going to allow him to fill the void of Homer Bailey, at least for now, and he'll get the start on Friday. 20 appearances out of the Cubs pen this year with a 5.67 ERA. Montgomery picked by the Royals in the 2008 draft, part of the 2012 trade that brought James Shields and Wade Davis to Kansas City. Pitched with the Cubs, including being on the mound when they won the World Series, and wants to become a starter again, and the Royals are obliging. Not bad. Let him finish out the season. We'll see what we got. 2.5 years left on his contract. The 30-year-old could be a swing guy, could be a reliever, could be a starter. Maybe he finds a spot in the rotation in Kansas City for a guy in Martin Maldonado that you got basically just because Salvador Perez was injured. Wasn't going to be here past this season. So nice little flip in that regard. So after the game, still didn't know exactly what was going on, right?
Yeah, because I got the email. I looked at the timeline on this. 10:48, the email came from the Royals confirming the trade.
So something was going on, but it wasn't quite done or quite ready to be released yet by the time Ned Yost does his post game.
Which at that point in time, you need to get on the same page and let everybody know what's going on here.
I guess so. Cody and company trying.
Maldonado leave with an injury?
I don't even know why he left. I looked up and Cam was catching. I said, "What are you doing out there?" But it was too late. He'd already taken the field.
No idea where he's going right now?
I never joking around a little bit about Maldonado leaving the game, but he's not hurt, right?
I don't think he's hurt.
You were told to take him out of the game.
I just turned around and he was gone.
We may have something before the night's over.
I don't have any idea, so I'm not going to tell you.
We can push this.
We tried to wait in there to give you the information, but he panicked because he was afraid that he would piss all you guys off.
You're on the radio right now, live.
Make all you guys mad. Like, all right, well, then come on. So, whatever. We tried to wait it out, but. You know, he got a little anxiety set in, and we got to go. So it's like you guys doing my job, guys.
I know.
You guys get nothing.
Ned Yost, Mike Swanson.
Hey, it pissed you guys off. You're on the radio right now. Making you guys mad.
Yeah, Mike Swanson stepping in to say, you're live right now, Ned.
I don't even really have an opinion on that. That was just terrific.
That was just awesome.
That is great. Yeah, that's fantastic. Awesome. What do you think we're doing? Trying to piss you guys off? You're on the radio. Make you guys mad? Play it again
without even missing a beat.
Maldonado leave with an injury?
I don't even know why he left. I looked up and Cam was catching. I said, "What are you doing out there?" But it was too late. He'd already taken the field.
No idea where he's going right now.
I never joking around a little bit about Maldonado leaving the game, but he's not hurt, right?
I don't think he's hurt.
He was keeper told to take him out of the game.
I mean, I just turned around and he was gone.
We may have something before the night's over.
I don't have any idea, so I'm not going to tell you. Know?
Yeah, we can push this.
We tried to wait. We tried to wait in there to give you the information, but he panicked because he was afraid that he would piss all you guys off.
You're on the radio right now, live.
Make all you guys mad. So yeah, I'm better. Like, all right, well then, come on. So whatever. We tried to wait it out, but. You know, he got a little anxiety set in, and we got to go. So it's like you
just
guys
doing my job, guys.
You guys get nothing.
I couldn't tell. Is he mad at Mike Swanson or not?
I don't know.
Information.
I don't know.
Putting in that. I don't know. But anyway, I love how he cleaned it up.
Yeah,
you're live on the radio.
Make you guys mad.
I'll make you guys mad.
Like without missing a beat, yeah. Too. Is right
in the next.
You're live on the radio. Make you guys mad.
So it was released then a little while later. Yes, Maldonado had been traded.
Right.
He's been sent to the Cubs. Mike Montgomery comes back to
why do they always keep this stuff Kansas so City? Secret? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not launching a rocket to the moon. See how I tied that in?
That was really good.
Like every team's like, look it out.
Maybe you got to get the paperwork official. I mean, I'll give it to you if it has to be official before you can move, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
If, you know, each didn't receive your email or your confirmation or your fax confirmation or right. However they do it right now or the go-ahead from Major League Baseball to announce those things. I'm good with that. But the timing's always weird. Like, well, you took them out of the game, so obviously this has happened.
Right, yes. Right?
Or it's very close to happening, and has it happened?
Look, and I think, for the reporters, if a guy gets pulled in the middle of a game like that, and he's not, you know what's going on, right?
Well, if he's not hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's not hurt? No. Okay, so right. What's next?
So, and then the response could be, hey, guys, look, something's cooking right now. Nothing's official yet, but we think we're close to something. We'll let you know when it's official and be done with that, too.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's kind of the way you handle it from a team side of things as well. And just, you know, that way you're not, you know, getting whatever that was after the game.
Well, you do put Ned in a bad spot,
yeah.
Right? Like, I don't want to lie to you.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Cam was there.
I love the way he said that, too. I don't know. Cam was, you know.
I looked up his new catcher. New catcher.
I couldn't take him out. Once he was in, he was in.
Like he's the memo.
Yeah.
I don't know. He didn't.
Cam just went out there. I don't know what happened.
That it was too late.
And at that point in the time, you know, as reporters, you kind of, all right, something's obviously going on.
But it was too late. It was too late. He was already out there.
He was already out there. I don't know. It's too late.
He's been traded to the Cubs. So hopefully one more today.
I just looked up and there he was.
There he was.
Yeah.
They're like the
Maldonado leave with an injury?
I don't even know why he left. I looked up and Cam was catching. I said, what are you doing out there? But it was too late. He'd already taken the field.
Well, can't do anything about it now. I guess he's starting.
I don't know.
Here we go.
And gone, Maldonado.
Yep, gone Maldonado.
Just left?
He just left.
Just ghosted us.
He had an appointment. I don't know. He told me he was going to leave early today.
Announced his own trade. Left.
Hey, boss.
I don't have any idea about nothing.
Hey, boss, can I get out early today? I got a thing. Okay, sure, you can leave early today.
Nobody dummies up quite like that.
No, he's the best. That's good.
Ron and Shawnee, your winner. He's getting a pair of tickets to the International Champions Cup. We give stuff away each and every day. It's 7, 8, and 9 just for listening. Coming up with Show and Vern, it's a Ticket Tuesday beginning at 10 o'clock each and every segment. You're going to have a chance to win Royals-Indians tickets. Ticket Tuesday with Show and Vern from 10 to 2 today here on 610 Sports Radio. They are still the king. Next.
You're on the radio right now, live.
Fesco in the morning.
Back at it, Tuesday edition of Fesco in the morning, along with Bob Fesco, Ryan Witkowski, I'm Josh Klingler. They are still the king. The 50 most watched sports telecasts of 2019 thus far, as we're, you know, just past the midpoint of the year, right? If there was any doubt, the NFL's king, the NFL's king. Despite the fact that you didn't want to watch it, you maybe hate watched it, Patriots-Rams was the most watched sporting event thus far in 2019.
Well, of course it is. It's a Super Bowl.
Right?
Yeah.
Super Bowl number one. Going away, even though their numbers may have been down. You know, you always hear that after a Super Bowl, numbers are down, whatever. they're still about twice as many viewers as number two.
Yeah, Chiefs-Patriots AFC Championship.
Almost twice as many viewers. Patriots-Chiefs, number two. Rams-Saints, the NFC Championship game was number three. Eagles-Saints, Eagles-Bears, 4 and 5. Cowboys-Rams in the divisional game. These are all playoff games, right?
Right.
Playoff games have done really, really well. So the top 10 most watched sports telecasts of 2019 are NFL games.
That's right. All playoff games.
All playoff games in the NFL. Number 11 was the Clemson-Alabama National Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Then the AFC wild card, Colts-Texas at number 12.
Right, which is that 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon game.
Kind of a surprise to me. Virginia-Texas Tech, the National Championship College Hoops, was number 13.
I was kind of surprised by that, too. Being on CBS, obviously, is a must for college basketball because when it was on TNT and whatnot, they were not getting that kind of viewership.
And then 14 and 15 are NBA Finals games, 6 and 5. Number 16 is the World Cup Final,
right,
which was on Fox. The U.S. Women's World Cup Final against the Netherlands came in at 16th so far. Just as we kind of scan through the top 20 anyway, the Rose Bowl was number 17. That was the first non-championship, right?
Right.
Rose Bowl game. Kentucky Derby, 18. Elite Eight, Michigan State Duke, number 19.
That turned out to be a pretty good game.
And Texas Tech, Michigan State at the Final Four at number 20.
Mm-hmm.
So just two NBA playoff games, those coming from the finals. None from hockey. None from anything that wasn't postseason action.
Yeah.
Right? We talked about how much we like playoffs and regular season. These are all playoffs, right? The Masters came in at number 29, even though they beat you over the head with it. Daytona 500 at 33. These are some of the other sports that are non-football related. The NFL draft came in at number 28. Ahead of the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of Daytona.
Ahead of Auburn, Kentucky Elite Eight.
This is the first round, which was the prime time.
Right, the Thursday night game.
Thursday night.
On three different channels.
Three different channels does help. But they are ahead of the Masters. They are ahead of the Daytona 500.
Elite Eight.
They are ahead of every hockey game. Pro Bowl is at number 42, which beat the All-Star game.
Not by much, though.
Not by much, but the Pro Bowl, which nobody watches,
right,
beat the MLB All-Star game, which is the greatest of all the
All-Star games.
Of all the All-Star games. The most meaningful of all the All-Star games, finished behind the meaningless Pro Bowl. Football's and NFL football and NFL playoff football, still king. There's no touching it.
Right.
No touching it in the viewership of American sports fans, right?
Mm-hmm. Nothing close. But what's interesting about this list is that it is all playoff/championship type games.
Mm-hmm.
People are not watching regular season anything. Nothing. They're not paying attention. There's not one regular season NFL game even in the top 50, right? And we always hear how great the NFL is during the regular season, right?
Mm-hmm.
The NFL draft got more people than a regular season NFL game. The NFL Pro Bowl got more people. Well, of course, the regular season hasn't happened yet. That's not a fair statement to say. That's from January 1st to where we are now. So
correct,
there haven't
correct,
been any regular correct. Season games. But so far on this list, so far what we've seen, there are no
I think a regular hard time season cracking games in the anything. Top 10, even with regular season games coming up.
Yeah. You're not going to crack the top
10. I think you might have a hard time doing that. Have a hard time doing that. And there's not going to be any other sporting event, I think, that cracks this either. I have a hard time thinking there's another sporting event coming up that will crack the top 10.
Yeah, I don't think the World Series will.
No?
I mean, unless it's L.A. and Boston.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think so. Football's king, man.
It's, yeah.
The NFL's king.
Yeah. No, it's not going to crack the top 10.
Everybody watched the Women's World Cup, right?
Yeah. No.
No. They didn't. Felt like it. Felt like everybody took a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. Didn't touch the NFL.
I think this is a very eye-opening thing for a lot of these sports leagues who still think, you know, 162 games or 81 games or 82 games, whatever the NBA plays. The folks who think that that is a necessary number for a season are sorely mistaken. People want games that mean something. People want games that have tangible results. People want games that when it's over, you have a real winner and a real loser. We want to see that kind of action on TV. We'll watch when it means something. But if you're rolling out 162 baseball, or you're rolling out 82 basketball or hockey games, or 40 regular season college basketball games that they're playing now, those games aren't meaningful.
No. I mean, I think
we'll see when they put up the. This is essentially the scoreboard right now for right. all the upcoming regular seasons. Can you crack these numbers? Right. I bet you can.
On the surface, that seems right, Bob. Like, you think we would like to watch games that are meaningful, games that have some finality to it.
Which is why I think the NFL season is great at 16 games.
There's Duke, UCF in the second round of the NCAA tournament did better than game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, because I think still basketball is more and we more talk about like the NCAA tournament lends itself to betting, though. People aren't betting on the
game
NBA.
Yeah,
but it's still the NCAA tournament. It's the NCAA tournament. It's loser go home.
This also interesting to me. We talked about
and people have money on it. They've got their brackets on it. I get that.
We
that
talked about
sense.
The U.S. women's national team. Twice as many people watched the U.S. women's national team win a World Cup as they did watch Game 7. Of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
And we spent an awful lot of time talking about Game 7 of the Stanley Cup.
Well, it was big here, though.
Yeah, yeah. But to me, like, I just think that,
I mean, if we were
that
in LA,
by and large, you know, when you have two times the audience for that sport, like we talk about not having traction of women's sports here, I think there are men's sports that also don't have.
The hockey doesn't have
like,
traction.
Like hockey has, that will let you know right there. Now, granted, the World Cup, a once every 4-year event.
And so it's an American thing and everybody can get behind it.
And there's a little
matter,
more
yeah.
national right, pride sure. involved and things like that. But if you say that by and large sports fans want to watch finality, it doesn't get much more final than Game 7. And again, half the amount of people watch that than they did watch the World Cup.
Yeah, but again, it's every 4 years. I think that's kind of a little bit to me apples to oranges. You have the Stanley Cup every year. The World Cup is we're all Americans. We're all watching. We're all rooting for the same thing. Stanley Cup Finals, man, your team gets bounced or you're not a hockey fan. You're just not paying attention. There's no national pride that comes along with that. And, it was a Tuesday night. This was a Sunday morning. People could watch that. They're at home. So,
I mean, there were a ton of second-round matchups in college basketball. The Daytona 500 watched mm-hmm. more than Game 7 of yeah. the Stanley Cup. I mean, Sweet 16 matchups.
I think hockey
the
is
first
more
round
of
the draft.
I think hockey is more of a niche sport in this country than soccer is. I mean, people always talk about the big foreign sports in this country, and they always include hockey in it. And right now, I'm still on board that hockey is still there. But before long, in the next 10 years, when we're talking about the big four, I think the MLS is eventually going to replace the NHL as a big four sport in this country.
About 600,000 fewer viewers for the MLB All-Star Game than Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. A game that we can all agree is boring, the MLB All-Star Game, right? About 600,000 less people watch that than the final game of the Stanley Cup.
Who won this year's Masters?
Tiger.
That would be Tiger.
Right. They were 20,
Tigre.
29th. The final round was 29th. We always say golf needs Tiger.
Right.
More than Tiger. To get anywhere close to football.
Oh, and by the way, the
but where
third
would they have
round,
been without Tiger?
Yeah.
The third round of the Masters, one spot below Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of sports going. Ooh, we got some catching up to do.
Like all of them.
Quite possibly.
All of them do.
Young guy versus old guy. Little debate next.
Fesco in the morning.
I'm taking up for Andy a little bit. NFL.com came out with its head coach power rankings. Who follows Bill Belichick? Of course, you know. Belichick's going to be number one in this poll, right? So they have their power rankings
fat,
up.
They're on top of that.
Belichick number one. Pete Carroll number two. Sean Payton number three. Andy Reid number four. And Doug Peterson number five. I don't mind the four necessarily. But it's the write-up that got me. Andy Reid helped the Chiefs get to their first conference championship since 1993. Only their second since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970.
Whoa, pretty good.
Comma, yet the quarterback received all the credit.
Did he?
Was I?
The quarterback received all the credit for getting to the first conference championship game.
Whoa.
Not here.
I don't know where this guy's living. Is he on the moon?
I don't know. Elliot Harrison, NFL.com analyst, believes that
Patrick
Mahomes got all the credit. I think Patrick Mahomes got plenty of credit, but it wasn't at the discredit of Andy Reid.
I just ordered a cheesesteak, and then I went and coached.
I certainly didn't feel like the quarterback received all the credit.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
I think Andy Reid gets plenty of credit, should get plenty of credit anyway, for getting the Chiefs to the AFC Championship game and to getting Patrick Mahomes to take such a massive step in a short amount of time. I feel like don't shortchange Andy because they didn't get to the AFC Championship game despite him.
Right.
Because they had Patrick Mahomes. They had Patrick Mahomes, and they have one of the best coaches in the NFL in Andy Reid.
That's exactly right.
Got a team to the AFC Championship game again.
Right.
Which he's done before.
Sure. Absolutely.
Not here, but which he's done before.
What the heck? Let's go.
And I give plenty of credit to Andy Reid in this thing.
I don't know who's not giving Andy Reid credit on this one. Like that was the one that got what?
Quarterback's gotten all the hype.
Sure, but not credit.
And all the buzz.
I mean, everybody's talking about the symbolic or symbiotic or symbiosis or similar relationship or something that the two of those guys have together, like how they work well together. I mean, everybody has credited them. Every single game is a camera shot of Andy Reid sitting on the bench with Patrick Mahomes going over plays. I mean, we have heard so much from Mahomes crediting Andy Reid. And I even said it a couple of months ago. If the Chiefs don't trade up or if Buffalo ends up taking Patrick Mahomes, we may not see Patrick Mahomes achieve this kind of success in the NFL ever because he was put in the best situation
possible.
He's a Buffalo
Bill. It's not happening. There's plenty of franchises that go,
yeah.
I think Patrick's good, but
he's in with the perfect coach.
He's in the perfect spot.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be as successful somewhere else as he is with Andy Reid.
No, he would not. And I think he would agree with that as well. And so for anybody to say that Andy Reid is not getting credit, I think is just a blatant fallacy and really short-sightedness and, quite honestly, not doing your job because I think everybody's given Andy Reid a lot of credit for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. So I don't have a problem with the spot being fourth on the list. I do have a problem with the quarterback received all the credit. No, Andy gets credit.
Yeah.
Should get credit for getting the Chiefs to the AFC Championship game. They do note Reid's sixth trip to the penultimate game of the season, mm-hmm. second among active coaches to you-know-who.
Who?
And the you-know-who being Bill Belichick.
I don't have any idea about nothing.
So, credit to Andy. Speaking of Mahomes.
Hey, it's awesome.
This has reached the stage of the NFL offseason for the ESPNs and the NFL networks. Everybody just needs to get to camp. Everybody just needs to get to camp. Because now it's, which was better, Bob? Which was more impressive? What 23-year-old Patrick Mahomes is doing or what 41-year-old Tom Brady did? Damian Woody and Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN's NFL Live discuss, starting with Woody.
I think what Patrick Mahomes is doing at age 23, I mean, remember the type of system he came from at Texas Tech, which is like the air raid system. Then he comes in and he sits behind Alex Smith. Gets a little taste of that. And then in his first real complete season, turns out to be the NFL MVP. I mean, that is a huge jump for a guy who doesn't have that many games under his belt as a quarterback. And so moving forward, you wonder, well, what is the next step for Patrick Mahomes after being the NFL MVP last year?
Yeah, for me, it'd be Tom Brady, being the AFC East, as long as I have between the Jets and the Dolphins. Every year we're like, wow, this is going to be it for Tom. Like, He's getting older. This got to be the year. This has to be the year. And it's remarkable. He's gotten better. You know, he's so smart. He knows where he's going with the ball often before the ball's ever snapped. So it's hard to get to him because he gets rid of it so quickly. It's really remarkable that he's actually gotten better in the back half of his career from the first half. And unfortunately, I've admired it, to my detriment. But he really deserves a lot of credit.
He got Mike Tannenbaum fired twice. Of course, he's going to side with Tom Brady.
Yeah. Well,
I lost my job twice in this division.
I bet you there's been about 20 coaches on those three other teams.
How many GMs?
And how many GMs? I don't even know how many GMs, but I bet about 20 coaches between the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Jets that have sat around and had those same conversations. I love the fact that Mike Tannenbaum's sitting there saying the same thing that we're saying. This has got to be his last year, right? He can't go any further than this. Nope. He continues to go out there and continues to win Super Bowls. And for me, I'm going to say that, you know, Tom Brady's achievement is more impressive right now than Patrick Mahomes, because his season ended with a Super Bowl. His season ended with a ring. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have that ring yet. If he would have ended the season with a ring, then I probably would have sat here and said, oh, you know, Patrick Mahomes at 23, that's more impressive than what Tom Brady did because he won the championship. But until Tom Brady gets knocked off and until somebody stops Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, Josh, they're always going to be king. They're always going to be the lead dog. They're always going to be the team that everybody is chasing. Somebody has to find a way to not just knock them off for a year, but consistently knock them off. They have to start going to playoff games and losing, going to AFC championship games and losing. They can't keep going to the postseason and winning. As long as that continues to happen, I don't care what Mahomes does. As long as Tom Brady continues to play on that final Sunday of the NFL season, he's going to be the best, and it's going to be the most impressive out there.
You can't also just can't play the waiting game with Brady.
No, you can't. I know you just got to think he's going to play forever and find a way to beat his ass.
Yeah, we've all been there too, and we could play that game. If you're a Chiefs fan, you play that game and go, oh, Brady's going to taper off. Right? No, I just wouldn't plan on that.
Right.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Figure out a way to beat them.
Brady retiring is not a solution to beating the New England Patriots.
It also doesn't hand you anything.
Right. Ryan, earlier you used the word of, you know, making excuses is, we were talking about the netting for baseball, and you said something about,
oh, I said when it's something you want to do, you find a way. When
right.
Something you don't want to do, you find excuses.
You find an excuse. So you're finding an excuse of why you can't win in the AFC. Well, Tom Brady just doesn't go away. Well, find a way to beat him. I mean, you know, they hired the right defensive coordinator, the guy who beat him in the Super Bowl, beat that top offense that was undefeated in the Super Bowl. They hired Steve Spagnuolo. So the Chiefs are trying everything they possibly can to beat Tom Brady. They're hiring the guys that beat Tom Brady right now. So until somebody knocks him off, though, he's still the king. You can't sit there and go, well, I think he's going to retire, and I hope he's going to retire. No, you're just making excuses. You've got to find a way, and you've got to assume that Tom Brady is never going to go away, and he's always going to be at the top of his game. What are you going to do to knock his ass off?
Does give you a little mindset, though, the AFC East, and maybe why they've not had the ability to knock him off. You got guys like, no offense, Mike Tannenbaum, who said they spent time at two franchises discussing when Brady was going to go away.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder why you didn't catch him.
I don't know. To me, I kind of fall in that camp of, I would like to beat the Pats with Tom Brady and with Bill Belichick, because of the fact that it means so much more.
I'm not in that ilk at all.
It means so much more if you beat him with those guys than
what?
If you beat
him
without.
The trophy's the exact same. The bonuses are the exact same. The parade will be the exact same. Like, literally nothing changes. I hate that adage of, I'd like to beat him. Nah, who the hell cares?
Oh, there's
like
a revenge factor, Bob.
Nah, I don't give a rat's ass.
Like, I would like there to not be a narrative of Brady was done.
Yeah.
I want it to be.
Yes, you beat him fair and square.
Nah. I just want a Super Bowl. I don't care who you. I don't care if you beat Lou Gotz at quarterback because Brady fell off the bus getting to the game, man. Let's go. Doesn't matter to me. Like, when KU won the championship,
matters. There's an asterisk next to that.
No, there's no asterisk. There's no asterisk next to that at all. There's no asterisk next to that. None. A Super Bowl champion is a Super Bowl champion. There's no asterisk going, well, they did it because Tom Brady got hurt. Like, nobody's looking at that. Nobody cares about that.
Oh, people care about
that. Who the hell cares what people care about, though?
I guess Josh and I would be on the list of people who care about that already.
Who cares?
Two-thirds of this room
cares. Since when did
you
come to this side of things? You were always just beat them. Who cares?
I do, but I don't want the narrative to then be at the end of it. I don't want to hear these national people going, well, Brady was washed up and old. No. We're going to beat him because we're going to beat him.
Yeah, you don't get the Chiefs won narrative. You get the Patriots lost.
I just don't
want
that to be there.
But every time the Patriots lose, though. I mean, think about what happened here in 2014 when they lost. Trent Dilfer had him out for pasture. They'd won 3 Super Bowls or something since then. So, like, no matter what happens, no matter who beats them, no matter when they lose, the adage is going to be, well, Tom Brady's finally
washed
up.
Might not be able to avoid it.
Yeah. Text line with the assist on this one. Look at this year's NBA Finals, Bob. I mean, you're down Kevin Durant. You lose Klay Thompson in a game. Like, the narrative around it is that the Warriors were falling apart.
But that's always going to be the narrative. If a team dominates for
so long. I don't want
that
to be the narrative.
But then don't beat the Patriots, because that's going to be the narrative. No matter who beats the Patriots, it's always going to come back to, well, it looks like Tom Brady's done. They got old. They got old fast. Boy, who saw this coming? Like, that's the narrative.
I would like to be spoken in the same air as the New York Giants, who ended their perfect season.
Like, it was 12 years ago.
I understand that, Bob.
Tom Brady was
still,
in his 20s.
But there's still more pride involved in that.
Well, you
there's
can't, you can't rewind the off. Clock, Ryan.
I'm not asking to rewind the clock, but there is absolutely pride in beating Tom Brady.
You don't want to
and
be.
Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. A hell of a lot more important than beating Jacoby Brissett and the Patriots.
You really don't want to be the Houston Rockets that won during the two asterisk Jordan years.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
So you're saying you want to beat Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game?
Sure. I don't care what it is. Just beat him. Knock him off on the road to the Super Bowl. It means more. I'm not saying that it's meaningless to win a Super Bowl if you don't. I'm saying that it will absolutely mean more, and I don't know how you in any world can deny that to be true.
But you're saying if they knock him off, the narrative is going to be because he's old.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that
it very well could be.
That if you have to get past that, if you can't beat the Patriots until Tom Brady retires, then you didn't really beat the Patriots.
No, because he's not there no more. They're not winning.
That's the whole point.
But who cares if you win Super Bowls? Who cares who you beat? I don't.
You're just saying, Ryan, you would just rather have, if a Super Bowl run does not include a win over Tom Brady,
it's not as sweet.
It's still a Super Bowl run, but you want.
Well, I don't
know,
it's been 50 years.
You don't want
dude.
Somebody else to knock off Tom Brady and then you beat that team.
Like, you don't want to beat Jacksonville in the AFC Championship game because they beat Tom Brady the week before? I really don't care who they beat.
No, that's not what I'm saying, Bob.
If it lines up and you don't have to play Tom Brady and the Patriots, perfect. Who cares?
I'm saying that it's sweeter to knock off the guy who's been on top. It's sweeter to knock off the king.
Yeah, it's sweet to win a
it
Super Bowl.
It is also sweeter to win a World Series at home. We didn't have it happen.
Yeah, we didn't have that
and
happen.
And it still counted.
I mean, jeez, Bob, I'm not saying nobody's showing up to the parade.
You can have both.
Like, we're not going to have a whole bunch of T-shirts left over. Like, well, I guess you can't get rid of these because we didn't beat Brady.
That's what it sounds like.
Nah, you got to pull your head out of your ass.
You're a guy whose team hasn't won a Super Bowl in 50 years. You're going, I don't want to win one unless we beat Tom
that
Brady.
That is absolutely not what I'm saying.
It's 100% what you're saying.
We had a no-no and an angry manager. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Good news from the Royals minor league front, because we kind of are in the mode of keeping an eye on what's going on. Another pitcher does well. This time it's Jonathan Bolin at Class A Wilmington with a no-no.
Starts his motion. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. History. Jonathan Bolin did it. The first no-hitter in nearly two decades for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And Jonathan Bolin does it here tonight as he is mobbed by his teammates near the mound.
There you go. Royals minor leaguer, a no-no last night. Class A Wilmington, 3-0 win over Carolina. Struck out 9. Did not walk anyone. The only base runner reached on an error. Near perfect game. 98 pitches. And he gets the no-hitter. Bolin was the Royals' second-round pick of the 2018 draft.
There you go.
Would have been a little bit sweeter if they didn't have that error, wouldn't it?
No. It would have been. It would have been a little bit sweeter. A no-hitter is still good.
Yeah, still great. Yeah,
it's a great.
I'll celebrate the next day.
Would have been a topper? Perfect game.
Give me the cherry on the top.
Perfect game. Would have been a topper.
Well, I just don't understand why you care who they beat to win a Super Bowl. It's like you got a bunch of them. Yeah, you know what? For our next one, I'd like to beat Tom Brady in a rally.
It was nice to beat the Mets, right? It would have been great to beat Madison Bumgarner and the Giants.
That would have been the first. But there's no guarantees you to beat the Mets the next year if you won the first one in 14.
That's what I'm saying. If you had to repeat and play if you had to play the Giants all over again, Bob.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter to me. Just win. Who cares? For a town that has, like, legit zero championships, we're ranking the sweetness of championships.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, that's absolutely fine
to
do.
Just get one. It's going to be freaking sweet.
See, the thing is like you're hearing me say, I don't want it if it doesn't come that way.
That's exactly what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
100%. You just said it.
That's not it.
You're over there saying you don't want to win a Super Bowl unless you can
beat
Tom Brady.
It is 9:50 and I'm tired of you already.
Good thing I'm not going to be here Friday with that surgery I got.
See, now you got to make me feel bad because you're getting something inserted in you.
Yeah, I'm having a surgical procedure done on Friday, and here you are writing me off. I may not come back.
Well, Bob's going to have another man inside him on Friday.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll be out Friday. Surgical procedure.
Good news, we have 3 days of coverage ahead of that.
We may do it live on Facebook. Get Boyk in there.
Like, I hope it goes well for you. It'd be a little sweeter if the anesthesia didn't work.
Why? For who?
For me.
You're not going to be there.
There's also a difference between that fan base and the overall. Like, Toronto, you mentioned the NBA one, Ryan. Toronto's celebrating their title. They don't care how.
They don't care. That's right. Who cares?
But around the league, it said, well, they have Kevin Durant. They have Klay Thompson.
Who cares what people say?
We care about what people say all the time, Bob.
You got to get out of that mindset.
Are you new here?
I guess. We
always care about. We play what other people say about our teams all the time.
We've got to stop.
Every fan base does it. Everybody does.
We're going to run out of content.
If we win a Super Bowl,
to what other people thinks about our team.
I didn't want the narrative to be if we beat Brady that he got old. I want the narrative to be we beat Brady because we're damn good. That's all.
But that's never going to be the narrative, no matter who beats
Tom
Brady.
Like, you'd rather marry her as the prom queen rather than wait until she's been divorced 3 times and has 5 kids and just settles with you.
Yep, then, you don't want that.
I don't know.
See, now we're painting the picture.
No.
I don't get that
one jumped the shark.
That one's a little much.
That's out there.
Don't know
that. That may be near and dear to your heart or something.
But yes, ultimately, we want to win a title. And it ultimately doesn't matter how it happens. But there would be some sweetness to, knocking off the champ. That's all.
No!
Yeah, there would be. There absolutely would be.
Fine, no sprinkles for you. We want sprinkles. Okay. You don't want sprinkles. Both the sundaes are delicious. You just don't have sprinkles.
That's fine. I like Jimmy's better.
They're sprinkles. That's what sprinkles are. You call them Jimmy's because you're... I don't know why you call them Jimmy's, to be honest with you.
Big finish.
And I don't like sprinkles. For the big finish.
Well, they don't like you either.
Sprinkles are the biggest waste. They add nothing.
God, you're just full of hot
What does a sprinkle add? It adds color, but who cares? They don't taste like anything.
It's sugar, Bob.
Big finish brought to you by Evernew. It's been a little while since we've had like a grouchy Ned post game. I kind of miss these every once in a while.
Oh, this was a good one.
Yeah. So, Martin Maldonado playing last night for the Royals, then is suddenly not in the game. One of those, what's going on? Is he injured or is there a trade? By the time they got the post game, nobody exactly knew. So Cody asked Ned.
Maldonado leave with an injury?
I don't even know why he left. I looked up and Cam was catching. I said, what are you doing out there? But it was too late. He'd already taken the field.
No idea where he's going right now?
Yeah, we're joking around a little bit about Maldonado leaving the game, but he's not hurt, right?
I don't think he's hurt.
You were told to take him out of the game.
I just turned around and he was gone.
We may have something before the night's over.
I don't have any idea, so I'm not going to tell you. Know?
Yeah, we can push this.
We tried to wait. We tried to wait in there to give you the information, but he panicked because he was afraid that he would piss all you guys off.
You're on the radio right now, live.
Make all you guys mad. So I'm like, all right, well then, come on. So whatever. We tried to wait it out, but. You know, he got a little anxiety set in, and we got to go. So it's like you
just
guys
doing my job, guys.
You guys get nothing.
Ned Yost and Mike Swanson.
You're on the radio right now, live.
Seemingly, or maybe at odds. I don't know. But when the release of the trade was going to happen, Ned trying to dummy up. I don't know. Cam Gallagher's out there.
I don't have any idea about nothing.
Beats me. That was outstanding. And then immediately, I guess, cleaned it up for the children.
That's right.
Being that he was on live.
I didn't want to piss you guys off. You're on the radio. Make you guys mad. Safe harbor, Dan.
So, yeah. So, ultimately, the trade did happen. Martin Maldonado is not injured. Or that said, I don't think he is. I would like to think he's not if we made the trade. But Martin Maldonado for Mike Montgomery becomes official a little bit later on.
Here's a little note from our friend Kurt Nelson over at the Royals. 2018 Royals second-round pick Jonathan Bolin tossed a no-hitter last night, July 15th, 2019, for Class A Wilmington. In 1972, Royals second-round pick Dennis Leonard tossed a no-hitter on July 15th, 1972, for Class A Waterloo. How about that?
Jonathan Bolin becomes Dennis Leonard. We'll all be happy.
We'll all be very happy. Kurt, can you guarantee that?
But you know what would be better, Ryan? If Jonathan Bolin turned out to be, I don't know, say...
Brett Saberhagen.
Yeah. It'd be much sweeter.
It would, just a little bit sweeter.
Ah, oh, man. Like, I can see if you're the Patriots and you want an exact revenge on the Giants in the Super Bowl. You're fine.
On the radio. Yeah, we're on the radio right now. Big Finish brought to you by Evernew, Kansas City's first intimate health clinic for men and women.
Got to take a championship any way you can get it. It don't matter who.
Proven results for good, very good. Visit evernewclinics.com. That's evrnuclinics.com.
Who won the college basketball championship last year?
This past year? Virginia?
The year before.
I don't know.
Do you think it would have been sweeter for whatever team that was?
To knock off
Virginia if they didn't lose to a 16 seed? Yeah. No, absolutely. They're taking their championship.
It would have been sweeter.
They're taking their championship.
Coming up on Show and Vern, it's a Ticket Tuesday. That means you're going to win tickets each and every segment. Royals Indians tickets to give away. Show and Vern coming away next here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.